It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
I guess the takeaway is not to underestimate Nancy Pelosi. The House on Tuesday advanced a $3.5 trillion budget resolution, the next step toward expanding the social safety net and climate programs. The 220 to 212 vote, along party lines, came after a standoff over the process they're using to pass the legislation. Party leaders in the Progressive Coalition on one side and a group of 10 conservative Democrats who didn't want to approve the budget before the House voted on a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package that already passed in the Senate. Pelosi prevailed by tying the two measures together in one vote that passed the budget resolution and committed the House to a vote on the infrastructure bill by September 27th. This will let the Democrats move forward with a process known as reconciliation, which allows Senate Democrats to avoid a filibuster and pass their plan with no Republican support. But wait, there's more. The House also passed the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, also in a straight party line vote. That one must still get through the Senate, where, unfortunately, it'll be a heavy lift. Moving on to Afghanistan, the Taliban said Tuesday that it would not let any more Afghans through to the airport to leave the country. It also said it was against extending evacuation flights beyond the August 31st deadline for a full U.S. and coalition military withdrawal. A Taliban spokesman said, quote, "We are not in favor of allowing Afghans to leave. They, the Americans, have the opportunity, they have all the resources, they can take all the people that belong to them, but we are not going to allow Afghans to leave and we will not extend the deadline." Okay. President Biden previously had said the U.S. would stay as long as it takes to complete the evacuations, but on Tuesday, he said the U.S. would honor the August 31st deadline. In the midst of this chaotic evacuation, two American congressmen, Democrat Seth Moulton of Massachusetts and Republican Peter Mayer of Michigan, went to Kabul on Tuesday to see the evacuation firsthand. Upwards of 70,000 people have been evacuated, but there's some concern that the U.S. won't be able to evacuate everyone before the deadline. In a joint statement Tuesday night after they left Afghanistan, Moulton and Mayer said, quote, "We conducted this visit in secret, speaking about it only after our departure to minimize the risk and disruption to the people on the ground, and because we were there to gather information, not to grandstand." Really? Well, the Washington Post reporting that this unauthorized trip angered officials at the Pentagon and the State Department. One senior official said, quote, "It's as moronic as it is selfish." Typical. Well, the Supreme Court issued a ruling late Tuesday saying the Biden administration must move forward with reviving the controversial Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy on immigration. The policy forces migrants to stay in Mexico as they await their U.S. immigration court dates. It was suspended at the beginning of Biden's term and formally terminated a few months later. But Texas and Missouri sued to challenge the Biden administration's decision, and a federal district judge appointed by Trump then ruled that the way the Biden administration ended the program violated U.S. law. The Supreme Court then sided with this lower court decision, and its rejection could set the tone for how the court views emergency requests from the Biden administration in the future. Oy. COVID is still raging, and unvaccinated people are roughly 29 times more likely than fully vaccinated people to be hospitalized for COVID-19. This according to a study released by the CDC on Tuesday. The study also concluded that the unvaccinated were nearly 5 times more likely to get infected, this based on data recorded in Los Angeles County in May and June. As of Monday, 171 million Americans, or 51.5% of the total U.S. population, were fully vaccinated. More than 201 million, or 60.8% of the total, had received at least one of the two shots. President Biden said Monday that, quote, "virtually all U.S. COVID hospitalizations and deaths were among the unvaccinated." And finally, sad news in the music world. Charlie Watts, drummer for the Rolling Stones, died Tuesday in a London hospital. He was 80. His spokesperson said in a statement that Charlie was surrounded by his family. Quote, Charlie was a cherished husband, father, and grandfather, and also as a member of the Rolling Stones, one of the greatest drummers of his generation. The band had said earlier this month that Watts was not going to tour when the Stones went out again this year due to an undisclosed medical issue. Watts joined the Stones in 1963, a year after the band was formed, and was widely considered as one of the most influential drummers in rock and roll. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.